We begin with George Hodge joining us here on behalf of Community Connections. George, good to see you in the studio, and happy May to you, sir.
Well, the same to you.
The spring-like conditions are definitely around, and as a guy that enjoys the outdoors as much as you do, sir, I know that you're pretty thrilled that those spring-like conditions
are here. Oh, you
bet,
definitely, yes, you bet.
Graduation season upon us as well, so a lot of celebrations out in the area, and encourage folks, obviously, as we always do, to enjoy those celebrations and do so responsibly.
That's right. Yes, and you know, we talked about a lot of outdoors celebrations especially, and one thing that we have to offer to people free for them to borrow is a yard sign that says, "Welcome to our smoke-free event."
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to just have a non-intrusive, gentle reminder to people that that we're not smoking at this outdoor event, then you could borrow one of our yard signs and put it up. They're fairly attractive, easy to stick in the ground, and that's it.
And it's fairly subtle as well, like you mentioned, too.
Yes, it is. Yes,
very
yes,
subtle.
That's the nice thing about it, yeah.
So, George, what else did you want to discuss this morning, sir?
Well, we're into May, and the last day of May every year is called World No Tobacco Day.
Okay.
So good time for people to think about quitting. And I wanted to mention also, we have a partner in an organization called the Truth Campaign. It's, and their website is thetruth.com. They've got a lot of really, really good stuff, and some of it a little bit dicey, but it appeals to youth, and it's just really hard-hitting messages, no punches. But really good information, and a lot of it kind of humorous, but really thought-provoking, and really something that will get your attention regarding tobacco, and particularly electronic cigarettes.
And the dangers that surround the tobacco. I think folks are very well aware of the dangers around tobacco and around nicotine, but as we've talked about before, George, the dangers around the electronic cigarettes and the Juul devices and the vaping is a new danger. It's a new evil in some ways, so we're not as familiar with that danger.
Right, and when we talk about evil, we need to point that right at the tobacco companies.
Mm-hmm. Including, and that's with a capital E, the evil.
That is right, and they have lots of money and no morals, no ethics.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty
yeah.
of money, no ethics. And they don't really care about you. They don't care about our youth. They care only about money, and we need to remember that.
That's why they put the bottom dollar.
That's right. That's why they put flavors in the electronic cigarettes, flavored cigars, menthol cigarettes, and so forth, is to make it easier for our youth to be attracted and to become addicted, and harder for users to quit.
The nation's youth is being targeted by that industry, just putting it out there. It's being targeted.
Yeah, exactly. And we were doing so great as far as tobacco use going down among the youth. We had the gall to bring out this device. It looks like a flash drive in amazing flavors, and there we go.
Yeah. Yep. And the thing, too, like we've talked about before, George, the vaping can be a good thing if it helps a lifelong smoker quit smoking. But that's its initial purpose and its original purpose, and it's meant to be a short-term purpose as well, not another long-term fix, so to speak.
Right, and those parameters are pretty narrow. When it comes to the youth, there is, and for anybody that's not currently a smoker that wants to find some way to quit. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever to turn to electronic cigarettes. I mentioned the Truth Campaign. They do have a program called This Is Quitting that's helping thousands,
wow,
many hundreds of thousands of youth across our country quit. Because the youth, they're getting all kinds of information about how bad it is, but they're not getting much information about how to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And what they need to do is text, and the number they text to is 88709, and just put in the message, "Ditch Juul."
And you can remain anonymous when you do those things, and that's true for the youth as much as it is for the adults. Nobody's going to be calling anybody or giving out your name and saying, this person's struggling with an addiction to vaping or to nicotine or to cigars or whatever it might be. All that information remains anonymous, and they're there simply to help because they have the genuine care.
That's right, and they've really got a really good track record of helping young adults and adolescents to overcome vaping. Nicotine is very addicting. It doesn't matter how you get your nicotine, it's very addicting.
It's an addictive substance no matter how it's delivered to the system.
Right, and so they text Ditch Juul, and that's J-U-U-L, because that's the name of the product. They really got things going. Ditch Juul, and they text it to 88709, and then they get messages to help them find ways to overcome, to get the encouragement that they need, the tips, and just really help get them on the right direction.
George Haas of Community Connections joining us here for Mugs of the Morning on KODY, presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete Volts, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt for Home Life Auto Insurance and more. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Anything else you want to add this morning, George?
Remember World Tobacco Day and World No Tobacco Day, May 31st. People want to help quitting. Of course, there's help out there.
There's always help out there, and light is at the end of the tunnel, even though it may not always feel like it.
That is right.
George, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to have you in the studio, my friend.
You bet. It's always good to be here.
We're coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break on Husker Radio's KODY.